We're now joined by Victoria's head coach, Dale Weiner. If I'm not mistaken, Coach Weiner, congratulations. You got us believing.
Thank you. I tell you what, I'm so proud of our team, the coaches, the players. You know, for literally not giving up in a ball game that, you know, we really had to come back a long way and on the road against an outstanding program like Evansville.
You know, Coach, congratulations, and I made the statement earlier, and correct me if I'm wrong, that I can't think of a bigger win with the magnitude against the team that you played, what's at stake, everything, nothing really going the Bears' way, and then the defense steps up, you shut them out in the second half, and you creep back in, and I'll sit here and with anybody that'll listen that says you have to have a break to win a championship, and you got the break you needed, and more importantly, your team created it and got one in overtime, and you won the ball game.
We challenged the guys at halftime, and literally, I told somebody, my wife asked after the game, hey, what did you say to the guys? I said, well, I walked over and listened to our offensive coordinator, Gabe Fertitta, tell the guys, how about manning up? Because, you know, they weren't playing like they're capable of. And then I walked over and listened to Coach Burmaster challenge to man up. And, you know, when I got them all together, I just said, well, you know what, fellas? It sounds like I'm listening to a theme, and I totally agree with it. We got to man up because Evangel has not seen our best football. And I don't want to leave this field until they see our best football. And so how about let's do it in that second half? And then, hey, let the chips fall after that. You know, if that's not good enough, it's not good enough. But, man, we have not given them our best. And they literally got after it. And defense stepped up. Offense started making some plays at some critical junctures. And, man, it was just unbelievable. And then talking about not giving up, you know, they had stopped our second to last offensive possession with literally, I think there was a minute and 15 or something like that on the clock. And, you know, we had two timeouts, fortunately. And we just told them, look, it's possible to get that ball back before, you know, they can run the clock out. You just got to play hard. And I'm telling you, on that third down play, we got great penetration. We had four guys literally blowing through some gaps as they were fumbling the snap. And so, I mean, we were right there. We had all the physical momentum going when they put that ball on the ground, and it gave us new life. And, boy, he and Brian to Parker Sulik for that corner route was beautiful. It was just a thing of beauty. And we were going to play for overtime because we had a lot of confidence. The way we had played the second half, we felt like we were playing better ball.
Coach Eddie Bonine, LHSAA, congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Eddie. I appreciate it.
We watched that game tonight, and obviously it was the tale of two halves for both squads involved. But hope you don't mind, I shared with Kate and Todd and the listeners this evening an email that you send out to all the parents, and I'm fortunate to have a couple of kids in your program, and believe it. Everything was believe it. Coach Weiner,
absolutely.
Believe it. And I tell you what, it was apparent tonight that they believed that they could come back and win, and congratulations,
absolutely.
And look forward to seeing you next week at the Dome.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
So talk a little bit about, has that always been believe it? I mean, because
we kind of try to identify some things each year going into a season and try to capture a theme for the year, something we think is appropriate for the group. And kind of felt like, you know, we had a chance to be a really good team this year. Some things had to go our way. We had to be healthy, and we couldn't have, quote, bad games by not securing the ball or not taking care of the little things. But if we did, we had a shot. We really felt that. And, you know, we started off 0-2 against some really good teams, Parkview and Zachary. And one of the biggest things was we didn't secure the ball in those games very well. I mean, we're playing two outstanding teams, and you can't gift wrap good teams anything. And we did that a few times in those games and just didn't play our best, but we started to gel. And we got on a streak. And so the whole thing is believe in the process, believe in each other, but more importantly, believe in yourself that you are capable of playing well. And I'm telling you, you know, it's something that it can be cliche, but these guys actually have adopted that. And when you look at what we did, you can't do what happened unless the kids really believe in what's going on, and they do. And I'm so proud of it, and proud of our coaching staff.
Well, you know, Coach, you're going to have some familiar faces down there in the Superdome with you. Coach Hightower is, if I'm not mistaken, making
absolutely.
His first trip down. And he's going to be playing Jay Maia and Parkview, both teams that were on your schedule this year.
Right, yeah, we played both teams. And I've been knowing Jim. He was, you know, when I started my coaching career, it was with Jim Hightower in 1975. And he's such a tremendous man and also a great coach. And Jay has been just a stalwart coach in Baton Rouge area for years. Defense coordinator at Parkview, and now the last couple of years is the head coach. And, you know, here he is. He's taking his team to the Dome twice, you know. So, obviously, he's doing something right. And, it's going to be a terrific battle. And those programs are just rock solid.
And then, just to let you know, Marcus Randall and the Southern Lab Kittens will be playing at 10 a.m. So, Baton Rouge is well represented.
Rouge is well represented. You know, it's ironic. 25 years ago, we made the state championship game in the Superdome against a wrestling team that's number two in the nation in USA Today. And it just so happened we were the first 4A team. Once the state went to a 4A class stage, we were the first 4A team for Baton Rouge to make it that far. And now that there's 5A, we'll be the first one. We'll be the first one in 5A to reach it that far. It only took 25 years. So, you know, you can't take things for granted. And as a coach, that's one lesson I've learned, that, you know, you might say, oh, man, we got a great team coming back. We'll make it to the finals. You may or may not. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. I tell you what it does for me. It makes me look at JT Curtis in awe, because I know how difficult it is to get there. And that coach is just, you know, it's kind of just run of the mill for them to reach the finals. They may or may not win it, which they've won so many. But just you know, when I look at what he's done, it's just remarkable, and so it's very humbling.
Dale, this is Eddie again. Now, you know you've got a meeting with me tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the offices,
yes, sir.
Right?
I'll be there.
Thank you very much. I just want to make sure you knew that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Coach, real quick before we let you go, I know Ian Bryan had a lot of maturation this year as far as adding a different dynamic to his game,
right,
being able to tuck it and run a little bit, more athletic. But that throw late in the game today, just real poised to be able to find his receiver, make that completion. Can you talk about what he's going through this season and how he's developed as a quarterback?
Yeah, I'm so proud of Ian. He's really developed into a two-dimensional quarterback. He can run very effectively and pick up some valuable yards for us, and he can throw well. And, you know, he was under some heat, because let me tell you something. Evangel's front, and with the use of some blitzes with their linebackers and their strong safeties like they do, they put a lot of pressure on him. And it wasn't always pretty in those first three quarters, but I tell you what, he just hung in there. You talk about believing. He just hung in there and believed in what was going on out there, and believed in the line and the receivers, and maintained his poise. And I think that's tremendous, tremendous display of courage and maturity on his part. And just how all those kids came together to say, hey, look, we may not have played well early, but we can do it. And they did. They came through for us.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Best of luck. I know we'll be following you to the Dome next Friday.
Well, thank you so much.
And
I appreciate it.
And just to let you remind you, Trey Honore never thought you were going to get win 300 this year.
Yeah. I'll remember that. thank you all so much.
You'd have been proud of his footwork, because he was doing a happy dance in here tonight.
I tell you what.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all drive safe, Coach.
Okay. Thank you so much.